If you could please find your seats at this time, we will get started. All right. Great to have each and every one of you here this afternoon. I'm Ursel McElroy, Director of the Ohio Department of Aging, and I welcome you to our great state house. Before we begin our induction ceremony, I would like to introduce a few leaders with the Ohio General Assembly who have graciously taken time out of their busy schedules to make some brief remarks. First, today it is my honor to welcome Senate President Matt Huffman to the stage.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be included in the event today, and I apologize I'm not able to stay for the balance of the event. I do want to welcome all of you to our beautiful state house in Atrium. 20 years ago, this was outdoors. For some of you, probably remember that. But what a wonderful job the Facilities Commission has done with this, and a great day to be here. I was just asking the director before we came on, what are the age requirements for being in the Hall of Fame, and she told me 60, so I'll just let the committee know I'm 62 now. However, looking at your roster of inductees and past inductees, for that matter, I may comply age-wise, but in terms of the accomplishments of the individuals who are going into the Hall of Fame today, the community service, I've got a ways to go before matching some of those. So I really want to congratulate all of the inductees. It looks like there's some family members and other community supporters here today. This is an important project. The recognition of folks for longstanding community service and achievement is important. Not that it necessarily compares, but Saturday night I was in Howland, Ohio. For folks near Warren and Youngstown, you may know where that is. And my daughter-in-law was being inducted into her high school Hall of Fame, athletic-wise. She was a great basketball player and other things. And it was a big deal. There were a lot of other, I was going to say kids her age, but she's going to have a baby in December, so she's not, she and my son, so she's not a kid anymore. But this is a big deal, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Not just for the inductees and their families and supporters, and not just for the department, for the state of Ohio. So I want to thank everyone for coming here today. Again, thank you for including me, and I hope you have a great ceremony. So thanks very much, everybody. Thank you.
Next, please join me in welcoming Speaker Pro Tempore of the Ohio House of Representatives, Representative Tim Ginter.
Well, good afternoon. I am gathering my thoughts here. I've been running a little bit late, and so just about 5 minutes ago, I was doing 80 mile an hour down the freeway, getting off on 670, fighting traffic. So I may just stand here for a moment and catch my breath. I walked in and they were introducing President Huffman, and my poor staff, they were sweating bullets over there, texting me, wondering if I was going to make it here. But I'm so honored to be here, and as President Huffman said, you know, it used to be I couldn't spell senior citizen, and now I are one. And I am 67 and just had the pleasure of walking into a Social Security office the other day and making an application for Social Security. I can't believe it already happened. But I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak for a few moments. I want to congratulate those of you that are being inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Senior Citizen Hall of Fame. And I would tell you that, and I'm sure the Senate would also echo this, that I want you to know as senior citizens that the legislation that is forwarded and debated, passed, is intentional and purposeful. It is not something that's an afterthought when we deal with those issues that are affecting and impacting our elderly and our senior citizens in the state of Ohio. It is not something that we just kind of add if we have an extra amount of time. It is an intentional, and we keep our eye on the ball. And I wouldn't bore you with some of the bills that we have in process, some that have been passed that we're very proud of. We believe they're very important bills that will impact us, impact you and all of the citizens of Ohio, the senior citizens of Ohio, in a very important way. But I would tell you that I think it's very important that we keep our eye on the ball. I only have 4 months left, and I'm termed out. And so I see light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm hoping it isn't a train, but I see light at the end of the tunnel. And I tell you that as we move forward, the figures that we're seeing in the state of Ohio, the growth of our senior citizen community, that I read just yesterday that by the year 2025, 1 out of 4 will be 60 years of age and older. And so this is going to impact our state in a very powerful way, and we have to really have our act together to make sure that we're ready for that. And so I'm so glad that we have a legislature that is in agreement that this is very important. I would encourage those of you, of course, those of you that are being inducted today, you represent the senior citizens of the state of Ohio. I would encourage all of us as senior citizens. I was tempted, by the way, I saw that I could have bought some shoes with memory foam insoles, and I thought they might help me figure out why I went into the kitchen. And there are things that happen when you get older. But I would encourage all of us as senior citizens to not belittle the impact that we have on society in the state of Ohio. And not to stop just because I've heard often, I'm too old. Well, no, that's not correct. Benjamin Franklin was 85 years old when he was working on the Constitution, the first Constitutional Convention. Moses was 80 years old, herding sheep on the backside of a desert when he received the call to move 3 million people out of Egypt into Israel. And Grandma Moses, which she received that affectionate name, did not begin painting until she was 75 years old because she had arthritis in her hands and could no longer do needlework. So she began to paint. And she painted 1,600 pictures. That's one picture every 6 days over 25 years that she painted. And she lived to be 101 years old. So you are a wealth of information. You're a wealth, a reservoir of experience. I could stand here and talk a lot longer about people that have helped me when I was a young man growing up and I didn't know how to do something and I went over to some of my older colleagues and sure enough they'd encountered something like this in their past and they were able to help me get through that particular area. So thank you. Thank you for this privilege. Congratulations. I have someone from my district, Jim Kerr. I see him right there. I have to tell you this real quickly. I have a commendation for you, but I'm not going to read it in front of everybody else. I don't want to make them all jealous. But Jim started the Beaver Creek Wildlife Educational Center. And it's a tremendous facility. It's unknown, and you need to take your school kids there in Columbiana County. And I was going through that when I was first elected about 8 years ago. I was touring the facility. I was going to try to get them some financing if I could, and I went into their gift shop because I really had a bare office. I didn't have anything to hang in my office, so I'm going through the gift shop. I'm looking for some things, and Jim came in. He said, "What are you looking for?" I said, "Oh, I don't know, just something that I can take to my office." And he said, "Would you like a mount?" And I said, "Like in an animal?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I guess so." He said, "We'll pick something out for you." So lo and behold, a couple weeks later, here they came with a Tom Turkey, about that tall. We had to get that hung on my wall. And then he said, "Would you like to switch it out?" And I said, "Sure, what for?" He said, "How about a black bear?" So I have a full standing black bear outside of my office. I've affectionately named it after one of my former aides. And it draws a lot of attention. But those two, by the way, we're returning those at the end of my session here. But those were due to Jim Kerr. And so we're so grateful to be with you. We're so thankful for what you do for the state of Ohio. Congratulations.
And we are also pleased to be joined by Senate Minority Leader Kenny Yuko. Leader Yuko was one of the lead sponsors on the bill that established our Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Task Force.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let's try this OH. And that's what you guys represent. This is a great state, and you come from all corners of this great state of ours. And I think about the great state of Ohio. I think that we're the home to how many presidents that were born and raised here in this great state of Ohio. I think of all the people who have invented things and rocket scientists and John Glenn and, you know, first man on the moon, the whole nine yards. We have in Cleveland, we got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Canton, we got the Football Hall of Fame. In Euclid, where I was born, we got the Polka Hall of Fame. A lot of Slovenians are in the crowd. They didn't understand that. But today here, we have Ohio's greatest hits. And it's very, very exciting for me. You know, I'm part of that baby boomer generation. Unlike the Senate president, I got 10 years at him. I'm 72. So I understand what it's like to go through life, accept all the challenges, step up to the plate, and hit it out of the park. And that's what all of you have done. And I see it on your faces, but more importantly, I see it on the faces of all your families and your friends that are here with you to support you. Because I think they're probably more proud of your accomplishments than you are of your accomplishments. And as a member of the Ohio Senate, and I know I can speak for Leader Russo and saying members of the House, we are also all so very proud of you. And what you have contributed to this great state of Ohio to not only keep it great, but to make it greater. And I do have to give some shout-outs to our director. I've worked with her, as she stated, on an Alzheimer's bill to put together a task force to better understand what's going on with many of our friends and family members with the Alzheimer's and dementia situation we have going. She's been a rock star. She really has. I mean, there's one thing to ask a director to take on a little additional responsibility. What we laid on her shoulders was just unbelievable. And not one single complaint. She stepped up to the plate. We had, I don't know how many meetings and how many hours long each meeting was, but she led with such diligence, and I was so proud of her, and I just wanted to give her some recognition as well. And then for me to stand here and see an old friend, John Corlett, our new chair here and everything, and I knowing what he's going to bring to the population of Ohio, that deserves the best. You're going to get the best in these two folks that are going to help lead us. But I just want to thank everyone here today, congratulate those who will be receiving the awards, and to all your friends and families that are with you, God bless you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And finally, we are happy to have House Minority Leader Allison Russo.
Save the youngest for last. So first of all, I just want to say welcome. Congratulations to all of you. I had a few minutes as I was sitting down and enjoying lunch with a couple of the awardees, flipping through and reading some of the biographies, and really to understand and know the amount of talent and leadership, whether we're talking about educational leaders, leaders in the healthcare space, musicians being recognized today, is really phenomenal. This is the first time we've been able to meet in person since 2019, so I'm proud also that I could be here today with all of you to see you in person, because as all of you know, and I don't have to explain, the last couple of years with COVID has had a tremendous impact and taken a tremendous toll, especially on the older adults in our state. And with those challenges, though, however, I think have emerged some real opportunities for us and things that we can think about moving forward, I think, to make life more fulfilling and to ensure that all of our citizens, including our older adults, are able to thrive and really the later years of life. And that is one of the things that we are committed to here in the state of Ohio. But today we're here to celebrate all of you. And, you know, I will say, as someone who was raised with a lot of help from my grandmother, recognizing the impact and the amount of knowledge that can be transferred to younger generations here in the state, for many of you here in the room, based on your experiences, is tremendous. And I'm happy that we are recognizing that today and appreciate you all being here and the work that you've done and the work that you will continue to do, because many of you are not stopping. You're being recognized today, but this is not the finish line for you. Many of you are still in the midst of the work that you're doing out in your community. So thank you very much, and glad to have you here today.
So thank you to everyone for your inspiring words and for taking the time to be with all of us today. With that, again, I'll say good afternoon as we begin to officially open up our program. I cannot be more excited to welcome you to the 2022 Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame induction ceremony. As we begin today's event, it is my pleasure to welcome Trooper Jessica McIntyre with the Ohio State Highway Patrol to sing the national anthem. Those who are able, please stand as we pay tribute to America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Trooper McIntyre, for honoring us with your beautiful performance today. So before I make my remarks today, I want to take a moment to thank my boss, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. Without Governor DeWine, all we do for our seniors across Ohio would not be possible. His continued support of the Department of Aging and his investments in aging initiatives are making everyday life better for millions of older Ohioans. As governor, he understands that our communities thrive when people of all backgrounds and ages are welcomed, included, and supported. And he knows that protecting the health, safety, security, and vitality of older adults is not optional in Ohio. It gives me great pride to serve in his administration. The governor recorded a special greeting video for today's event, and now we're happy to share his greeting with you all.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame induction ceremony. With nearly 3 million Ohioans who are 60 and older, Ohio has communities filled with experience, wisdom, and a lot of volunteers. Seniors enrich so many lives in so many ways. Today we celebrate 15 amazing individuals whose passion and willingness to help people, quite frankly, stand out. These women and men have different experiences and diverse backgrounds. Some are doctors, some are nurses, others teachers and professors, veterans and public servants, historians, scientists, and preservationists, musicians, and actors. Most of them are here with us in the State House today. Others are here in spirit, but their legacies live on through their families, their communities, and their work. You will learn more about each of them and what sets them apart. One thing they have in common, they represent the best kind of Ohioan, one who serves others, changes lives, and makes us all stronger. On behalf of all Ohioans, thank you to our 15 newest Hall of Fame inductees.
And just a brief note, I'll take this opportunity to make everyone aware we will have a formal photography session immediately following the conclusion of today's event, so we will ask the nominees to please stick around after. So this is a momentous occasion. It's a day where we recognize the remarkable achievements of 15 older Ohioans whose work has benefited many and whose wisdom is an inspiration to us all. This day has been a long time coming. This is our first time back together for this event since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Please accept my sincerest appreciation for your grace and patience as we've navigated this unprecedented time. For some of our honorees, today's celebration was supposed to take place nearly 2.5 years ago. But rest assured, once you hear about this year's fantastic inductees and their contributions to our state, I think you'll agree that this event was well worth the wait. The purpose of the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame is to honor Ohioans age 60 and older for their achievements and contributions to others, the roles they play in their communities, and what they do to promote productive and enjoyable lives. Being inducted into the Senior Citizens Hall of Fame is a rare achievement. Since it was established 45 years ago, just 501 Ohio seniors have been enshrined in the Hall of Fame, including the members of this year's class. As we detail their lifetime accomplishments throughout today's program, you will see that these 15 extraordinary Ohioans are truly worthy of this prestigious recognition. This year's inductees range in age from 66 to 101. Through their occupations and vocations, their passions and pursuits, today's honorees have benefited countless other Ohioans over the course of their lives. Their stories are each unique. They come from a diverse range of backgrounds with careers in numerous industries, including healthcare, education, business, entertainment, public service, and more. But while they may have had different experiences in life, what ties them all together is a common desire to help others. They have dedicated themselves toward enriching the lives of their family, friends, neighbors, and the entire state of Ohio. And many have continued that faithful service to their communities well into their golden years. These amazing individuals challenge our society's notion of what it means to age. Far too many people misguidedly think of our senior citizens as mere consumers whose days of bringing value to the table are behind them. Not in Ohio. In Ohio, we know that our seniors are contributors. By utilizing their decades of experience and continuing to work as fierce advocates for their loved ones and their hometowns, the value they bring to all of us is immeasurable. That is the picture of senior citizens we paint when we say our vision at the Department of Aging is Ohio the best place to age in the nation. It means giving all our seniors the tools, resources, and education they need to age well, living on their own terms, in their preferred environment, and contributing to their communities. Our Hall of Famers are proof that the vision is possible. In Ohio, we are blessed with people who want to help others. Age should not be a barrier in making that happen. And that's where the Ohio Department of Aging comes in. Everything we do has the overarching goal of allowing older Ohioans to live well and continue achieving their dreams. At the Department of Aging, we represent more than 2.8 million Ohioans who are age 60 or older. But we really work for all Ohioans because at the end of the day, everyone is aging all of the time. The work we do would not be possible without an incredible team. Our aging network includes 12 area agencies on aging, senior centers, regional long-term care ombudsman programs, nonprofit organizations, volunteer and advocacy organizations, and so many others who just want to help. Of course, we also work hand in hand with the Ohio Advisory Council for Aging. The council supports and informs our work at the department to ensure we consider the needs of every older Ohioan. And I am proud to be joined for today's ceremony by John Corlett, Chairperson of the Ohio Advisory Council for Aging.
Thank you, Director McElroy. I'm going to go off script here for just a second. We have a fantastic director of this department who has just been a real force, I think, to advance the needs of older adults in Ohio, so I appreciate that. My name's John Corlett. Yeah, well, you can clap at that. That's good. My name is John Corlett, and I serve as chair of the Ohio Advisory Council for Aging. I'm very happy to be with you on this great day. You know, it's nice to celebrate good things, good news these days, and so I appreciate that. For a little background, the purpose of the Ohio Advisory Council for Aging is to guide the director of the Department of Aging on issues and opportunities affecting older Ohioans. We as members represent the interests of older adults, their caregivers, and organizations that serve them. We serve as ambassadors for the Ohio Department of Aging at local events and community groups. We also gather information and ideas benefiting older citizens from Ohioans of all ages. And we share those ideas with the director and with the department. We recommend administrative and legislative action, review agency plans, and more. In short, we have a lot of responsibilities to Ohio's seniors, but it's a role that we on the board are very passionate about and happy to do. Our seniors have given and continue to give much to our communities. It's an honor to serve all of you by helping identify new ways to help people age better with full autonomy over their lives. They know that by giving our seniors the opportunity to truly live, they will make the most of it, as evidenced by our 15 outstanding new members of the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame that we're all here to celebrate today. So I'm excited to commemorate what these great Ohioans have brought to our state through their lives by helping Director McElroy welcome them into the Hall of Fame.
And so finally, before we start our inductions, I would like to take a moment to recognize some of our other distinguished guests this afternoon. First, we have several of my fellow cabinet members and their staff members with us today. As the directors of our state agencies, I know that, like me, they share in Governor DeWine's passion for service and for Ohio. And if they would not mind standing to be recognized, thank you to my cabinet members for being here today. And we heard from leaders within the General Assembly, but I also want to give yet again a special thank you to the members of the Assembly and their staff who took time out of their busy schedules to visit with and recognize our honorees today. If there are any remaining in the room, their staffers, all, please stand. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. In addition to John, several members of the Ohio Advisory Council for Aging are with us today. Please make them feel welcome. For those who are representing the council, please stand. Yes. We're happy to have with us again directors and staff from our area agencies on aging to help us honor our inductees. If you're here, also stand. Thank you. We have several executives from our aging network partner organizations and associations with us here today who work with us to ensure that all groups of older Ohioans are being served. If we could have a round of applause for them and if they would stand. Thank you. Thank you. I am privileged at the Ohio Department of Aging to have a staff that truly cares about the people we serve. You've probably seen a handful of our volunteers buzzing around today to make sure things go smoothly. They're the ones who've made this event happen. And could my staff please stand or step forward to be recognized for your hard work? Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. And every year we want to be sure to thank the nominators who first alerted us to our inductees. These people were so moved by the contributions of the older Ohioans that we have with us today that they took the time to research their lives and write us nomination essays. You brought us inductees' stories to life. You made this possible, and for that, we thank you. To our nominators, thank you so much. And last, but certainly not least, I want to give a big thank you to the friends and families of the outstanding individuals we are about to honor. You should be filled with pride today. As the loved ones of our inductees, you are the ones who have supported and inspired them through their lives. And you are the driving force behind many of the achievements we celebrate today. Thank you for being here to celebrate this achievement. And now, without further ado, it is our honor to introduce to you the 15 newest members of the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame. We are going to tell you a little bit about each of our honorees today, but you can read more detailed biographies within your program books. And you can find even more information on our website at aging.ohio.gov. All of our inductees will be called to the stage in alphabetical order by last name. So let's get started. Our first inductee to the 2022 Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame is Dr. Rashid Abdu of Canfield. Dr. Abdu was born into poverty in a small village in Yemen. As a boy, he worked many jobs, including as a houseboy for United States Consul Mr. Harlan Clark. Driven by adventure, he followed Clark and his family back to the United States, where he continued to work and study, earning his bachelor's degree from Lafayette College, and later his medical degree from the George Washington University School of Medicine. Dr. Abdu completed his surgical residency at St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown, Ohio, and in 1976 became director of surgical education. By performing surgery for decades and through teaching new generations of physicians, Dr. Abdu has improved and saved the lives of countless patients in the Mahoning Valley. In 1994, Dr. Abdu lost his wife, Joni, to breast cancer. With the help of Mercy Health Foundation, and a caring and generous community, the Joni Abdu Comprehensive Breast Care Center opened in 2011 and has become one of the finest breast care centers in the country. Since turning 70, he has volunteered as a physician and surgeon with Mission of Love to the Mayans in Yucatan, Mexico, to an orphanage clinic in Guatemala, the Indian Reservation in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Rashid Abdu to the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame.
Our next inductee is John Anderson of Cincinnati. Mr. Anderson is a multi-talented individual who has made it his life's purpose to improve the lives of others through science and technology. He's an Eagle Scout, of course, and an Army veteran. He worked for Procter & Gamble, where he was known as an inventor, a technologist, and a mentor. He is also a 20-year volunteer with the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. He is also a mentor for engineering students at the University of Cincinnati and meets regularly with other students at UC to share tips on physician and nurse interactions with older adults, aging population concerns, and more. Mr. Anderson has also received recognition from the Ohio House of Representatives as an outstanding volunteer and a hometown hero. Congratulations, Mr. Anderson.
Next, we have Martha Boyce of Centerville. For more than 50 years, Martha Boyce has served numerous historic Ohio buildings and landmarks from just being a memory. Before, she was preserving history in Southwest Ohio. Ms. Boyce was a social worker in Toledo, and after taking a series of interior design courses at the Toledo Museum of Art and moving with her family to Montgomery County in 1968, she found her true passion, historical preservation. Mrs. Boyce's first preservation project was in 1972, as she led efforts to save the David Watkins George Sears House. She also spearheaded the creation of Centerville's National Register District, Montgomery County's first. In addition to preserving the David Watkins George Sears House, she was instrumental in getting the John Belleville House and the Frederick Smith House on the National Register of Historic Places. In October 2016, Heritage Ohio named her a preservation hero, recognizing her for more than 50 years of saving historical buildings in the Buckeye State.
So two of this year's inductees were not able to be present at today's ceremony, but we wanted to make sure we took time to honor these extraordinary Ohio seniors. The first is Mr. Ken Culver of Lancaster. Mr. Culver has been a champion for communities near and far for most of his life. He joined the Peace Corps during his college years and was assigned to community development, organizing villages in countries around the world. While on assignment in Bolivia, he met and worked alongside his future wife, Suzanne, a Corps member from Ohio. They fell in love, moved to Lancaster, and married after completing their Peace Corps service 54 years ago. A native in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Mr. Culver soon took on an active role in his new community. His career included work in human resources for Anchor Hawking and as an investment advisor for 20 years. He has served many Fairfield County organizations, including the United Way, Rotary, Habitat for Humanity, and others. After retiring, he was also an interim executive director of the Fairfield County Big Brothers Big Sisters, and he was Lancaster City Council president from 2007 to 2013, and director of the Lancaster City Festival. As a positive leader, innovative thinker, trusted mentor, and capable advisor, Mr. Culver has earned the unofficial title of Lancaster's go-to guy. Congratulations, Mr. Culver.
Our next inductee is with us today, and I'm pleased to welcome Debbie Cannon Freese of Columbus to the stage. Ms. Cannon Freese has spent her entire adult life caring for her patients and championing her fellow nursing colleagues. During her 50-plus years in the field of nursing, she has been a caregiver and advocate for her patients and their families, and a leader and mentor for the next generation of nurses. She worked for 12 years with legislators, the Ohio Board of Nursing, and nurses in every corner of the state to obtain legal recognition for nurses and advanced practice, like nurse practitioners, nurse anesthetists, and so on. This has had a major positive impact on the health of millions of Ohioans, and her sustained efforts in getting the law passed are acknowledged inside and outside the profession. In her continuing role as a geriatric nurse consultant, she brings current knowledge and practical innovations to a growing and ever-changing aging population. This includes strongly advocating for keeping elders in the decision-making process and determining their need for care at home, in assisted living, or acute care. To honor her outstanding leadership and commitment to fellow nurses, the Columbus Foundation established the Debbie Cannon Freese Leadership Scholarship. The scholarship recognizes student nurses who have been active in their campus student organizations. Congratulations.
Now, this next inductee could also not be with us today, but we certainly want to appreciate all she's done for Ohio and her community. It's Patricia Furterer of Loveland, Ohio. For four decades, she's played pretty much every role there is to play within the Loveland Stage Company. After studying theater for years, she and her husband relocated to Loveland, only to discover there was no community theater in town. So she took matters into her own hands. She placed an ad in the local paper, seeking individuals interested in starting a theater company, and that's exactly what she did. She founded the Loveland Stage Company in 1979, and during the next 40 years, she volunteered for every one of its productions, every one of its productions. I'm not sure any of us can claim that level of service. At one time or another, she directed, produced, acted, did publicity, ushered, sold tickets, worked the hospitality counter, designed the programs, constructed and decorated the sets, was the house manager, the stage crew, handled props, and developed the patron program. If that wasn't enough, she served on the board in every position. So for her dedicated community service, she took home the prestigious Lewis Rookwood Award and the Key to the City in 1994 and the Art Rouse Award in 2006. In 1999, the Loveland Chamber of Commerce started a scholarship award in her name for a student who exemplifies her character and spirit.
Our next inductee is Dr. Greer Glazer of Solon. Dr. Glazer has been the Dean of the University of Cincinnati College of Nursing, one of the largest nursing schools in the country, since 2012 until her retirement in June 2021. She is an advocate for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the healthcare profession and has secured grants to support underrepresented students in the health professions, earning the College 5 Health Professions Higher Education Excellence and Diversity Awards. She has also received the 2018 American Association of Colleges of Nursing Award for Diversity, Inclusion, and Sustainability in Nursing Education. And the 2018 National League of Nurses Mary Adelaide Nutting Award for Outstanding Leadership in Nursing Education. By strategically working to elevate the status of the nursing profession to a place of recognition on par with the critical role of this field plays in the healthcare space, she has exemplified great leadership. as a continuation of our efforts to promote diversity in the population of graduating nursing students, she formed valuable alumni and community partnerships that led to a significant increase in both the number of and dollar amount of scholarships, particularly for students from underrepresented populations and for first-generation students. She believes in being a role model for others and how important strong mentors in the field can be in shaping the next generation of nurses. Congratulations. Thank
you. Continuing now, we have Robert Grimm of Sabina as our next inductee. Mr. Grimm began adulthood by serving our country in the U.S. Air Force for 4 years during the Vietnam War. He has dedicated much of his life to teaching students about American history and to preserving the heritage and memory of American military veterans. He was a teacher at Miami Trace High School for 34 years and was chairman of the Social Studies Department. That was always my favorite department in school. When he retired in 2001, during his teaching career, he was recognized with several honors, including twice being named to the list of Who's Who among America's teachers. He started a Veterans Day program to honor an outstanding veteran annually at the school. This tradition continues today with a student presenting the veteran and telling their story each and every year. He also played a role in leading and getting the Ohio General Assembly to enact the Ohio Veterans Heritage Protection Act in 2021, which helps preserve the heritage and memory of American military veterans. Congratulations.
Our next inductee is Jim Kerr of Lisbon. Mr. Kerr was a biology teacher in Northeast Ohio for more than four decades. With years of service dedicated to the Beaver Local School District, Columbiana County Educational Service Center, and Ohio Valley College of Technology, Mr. Kerr has educated numerous Ohioans. As an extension of his career in education, he used the taxidermy mounts and skins he had acquired for his classroom to found the Beaver Creek Wildlife Education Center. Additionally, he has worked with local legislators and state officials to secure funding for additions to the building for the Beaver Creek Wildlife Education Center. The new additions were completed and opened in 2011, with an additional room added in 2017 to house the North American Wildlife Display. In total, he has personally volunteered thousands of hours to the Wildlife Education Center, and his work there continues to this day. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Next, we have one of the three posthumous inductees to the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame. You know, these people dedicated their lives to making the state a better place, and their legacies and memories will live on for all of us forever. For our posthumous inductees, we'll be welcoming one of their family members onto the stage to accept their award on their behalf. And with that, we welcome John Maddox Jr., the son of Dr. John Maddox of Flushing. Dr. Maddox was a driven and inspiring individual who believed in bettering his community through his efforts as a steadfast resource on history and culture, as well as focusing his energy on a variety of humanitarian pursuits. In 1994, he retired from a fulfilling career selling insurance and established the Underground Railroad Museum in Flushing with his wife, Rosalind. Featuring exhibits that portrayed facts about slavery and the Underground Railroad in Ohio, Dr. Maddox curated information and artifacts, many from local sources, to depict an accurate representation of culture in 19th century Ohio. The museum maintains a collection of over 30,000 items related to the Underground Railroad and slavery, and Dr. Maddox spent over a quarter of a century as its curator. He was also a leader in bringing about the inaugural Juneteenth celebration in the region in 2016. Dr. Maddox raised awareness for the key day in the history of the abolition of slavery in America. After finally being declared a federal holiday by Congress in 2021, Juneteenth achieved the nationwide recognition that Dr. Maddox had sought out for that day in Ohio, in the Ohio Valley. Congratulations.
Our next inductee, we are honored to welcome Dr. Edward McKinney of Cleveland Heights. Dr. McKinney has led scholarly research and performed community service that improved the lives of individuals both in his community and around the globe. In 1982, he was named director of the School of Social Work at Cleveland State University, where he worked until 2012. Throughout his four-decade career, his research has spanned topics such as creative community economic development, long-term care policy and the elderly, healthcare reform, multicultural communities, welfare reform, and more. For decades, he has worked with Cleveland area pastors and religious organizations to develop programs to enhance the quality of life for all, especially children and older residents. Dr. McKinney inspires those around him to contribute their strengths to their own communities and the lives of those with whom they interact. He is also a licensed independent social worker who has devoted much time and energy to the profession of social work through his role in the classroom as well as through his advocacy in the community. Congratulations.
The next posthumous inductee is Ruby Miller of Cincinnati. We'd like to welcome her daughter, Janet Spencer, to the stage. Mrs. Miller was a police and firefighter survivor pension organizer who dedicated her years of life to volunteer service for others through her work. As a result of her leading advocacy efforts, the Ohio General Assembly enacted pension reforms in 1997 for the survivor of police and firefighters, including codifying cost of living adjustments for them. She also started the program Helping Our Survivors in Transition, or HOST, which designated and trained pension board representatives to meet with recent survivors of fallen police and firefighters about their benefits. Additionally, she co-founded the Cincinnati Connection, a dance organization of young women where she mentored young ladies on how to represent themselves in a positive way, excel academically, and discover their passions. Continuing her volunteer efforts, she spent many hours teaching visitors at the Cincinnati Police Museum and the Cincinnati Fire Museum. She received both the Police and Firefighter Citizen of the Year local awards. Ms. Ruby Miller.
Our next inductee is Jerry Rampelt of Columbus. Mr. Rampelt has dedicated much of his life to education, both as a social studies teacher for a decade and through his research and consulting efforts relating to school district levies. At age 62, he created Support Ohio Schools, or SOS, a nonprofit organization designed to assist public school district levy committees in passing levies with a focus on districts that historically struggled to pass them. He has worked with 325 school levy committees over the past 12 years, spending countless hours meeting with community members and school personnel across Ohio. In 2010, he was named one of 37 people nationwide as a Purpose Prize Fellow by Encore.org for the creation of SOS. Mr. Rampelt wrote The Levy Book in 2010 as a guide for school levy committees to follow. It is recognized as the standard book on the topic, and he updates it each year. In addition to his work on school levies, Mr. Rampelt is an active Rotary member and charitable board volunteer. He was named Rotarian of the Year for the 2019-20 year by the Short North Rotary Club for his volunteer efforts in developing a climate change education curriculum in Moshi, Tanzania. He traveled to Tanzania in 2012, 2015, and 2018 to work with a high school district and a local Rotary Club. Congratulations.
The third posthumous inductee is Betty Wiekert of Zanesville. We'd ask her daughter, Janine Busey, to come to the stage. Volunteering as part of the Inside Out Dads program and establishing the Forever Dads prison ministry at age 87, she ministered to the incarcerated men at the Noble County Correctional Institution in Caldwell for many years. The Forever Dads prison ministry helps educate men on how to have a better relationship with their children, their families, and community. She frequently said that she considered the inmates as her grandsons. Many of the inmates finally referred to her as Grandma Betty. She baked thousands of homemade cookies. That's worthy of an award right there. For their graduation from the Forever Dads program each year, she was so beloved that when she turned 100 years old, 2,500 inmates sang happy birthday to her when she arrived at the prison for a day of her Forever Dads program work. In addition to encouraging and mentoring incarcerated men, she volunteered with Hope Letters. This ministry of the Foothills District United Methodist Women is a correspondence program that seeks to encourage incarcerated women located at the Ohio Reformatory for Women. In addition to her humanitarian work, she was a member of several local community groups. She believed in supporting local organizations as a way of strengthening human bonds within the community.
Our 15th and final honoree is Von Wiester of Columbus. Mr. Wiester is a Navy veteran, renowned jazz musician, and educator who was part of the pioneering of the jazz program at the Capital University. In 1979, he was asked to be part of the newly developed jazz studies program at Capital University, where he spent 17 years teaching music and directing jazz bands. He founded the famous Jazz Orchestra in 1992 and has worked with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, the Cleveland Jazz Orchestra, the Dayton Jazz Orchestra, and several other bands throughout the years. He has earned several awards, including the Columbus Mayor's Certificate of Appreciation in honor of the famous Jazz Orchestra's 20th anniversary in 2017, and induction to the Columbus Senior Musicians Hall of Fame. Additionally, the Knox County Community Foundation's Music Scholarship Fund was established in his honor. Each year, it is awarded to an aspiring instrumentalist or vocalist that is graduating from high school in Knox County. As he grew up in Knox County, it is a fitting scholarship that helps other young people attain music education. Congratulations.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in another round of applause for the 2022 class of the Ohio Senior Citizens Hall of Fame. Chance to be photographed. If you want to grab your photo, this is a good opportunity right now with a class while they're all together. right. Paparazzi, please come move forward. And to our honored guests, again, I just want to give a special thank you for all the work you've done and that you continue to do for your neighbors and for your state. Ohio is a better place because of you. So thank you. And I thank all of you who came today to help us honor these esteemed individuals. We really appreciate you being here for this special day. And I want to remind you, you can certainly visit our website at aging.ohio.gov to learn more about all of the honorees. Thank you for coming, and please have a safe trip home.